it is important to exercise in a way that is not only going to make you strong, but also give you good mobility and posture long into your life, into your later years.
Universe 7.
And we just start to advise.
Yo, what's going on, protege? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX Pro Washington, here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and this is Season 11, Episode 52. And today I have a little anecdote, I have a little share that I wanted to bring to you, just something a little silly, but I thought it would be a great example of how we sometimes just get stuck doing things that are just not efficient and effective at all. In fact, I remember when I opened this gym up, this is another story. This episode is based on a fun story about my beard trimmer. But I also remember when I first came in here, when I first started like painting this place up, but I actually asked people for suggestions on how we should make this gym color look. And I kind of had an idea. I took their ideas, put them together, and someone said, you know what, before you put that yellow up, because one of our walls is yellow, they said, you should put like an accent. They should put like a stripe in the middle. And I said, you know what, that would be so cool. I had no idea how to do that. I really didn't know how in the world to do that. So I literally spent maybe a whole day. I guess I could have looked it up. I took a whole day. I thought about it and I said, this is how I can do it. And so I literally, what did I do? I hung something from the ceiling and I measured at different intervals from the ceiling. And from there, I drew a line across the wall at different intervals using a ruler and literally got a pretty, it's a good stripe. If you saw it, you'd be like, wow, that looks professionally done. I swear to you, it looks amazing. However, I had someone come in, you know, they're kind of a handyman, and he looked at it like right shortly after we opened up. He said, that's a nice wall. And I was like, yeah, it took me forever to do it. And I was explaining to him like how I figured it out. And he's like, oh, you know, you could have just used a level. I was like, a level? He said, yeah, you know, just use a level, like one of those electronic levels that shines down, or you can use one of those chalk levels. And apparently you can use a chalk level, and it's something that you put on a wall and you just stretch it out and then you snap it, and then it makes a line, you know, obviously a straight line, where you want that paint to start or stop. And I was like, oh. Oh, I spent so much time that I did not have to spend on painting these walls, or at least even thinking about these walls. So anyways, that is kind of what along the lines of what I wanted to share today, how sometimes we do things inefficiently because we just don't know why. But in this case, it wasn't necessarily because I don't know why. So without further ado, let's go and get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 52, and we're going to call this one Clipper Guards. Let's go! All right, so I thought this was going to be a funny story, so I figured I'd share it. This morning I was shaving with my clippers, and I had a funny happenstance, let's say. So just to give you a little background on this, I am a relatively frugal person. I don't know if you know me or not, but I'm relatively frugal when it comes to a lot of things. So I've had a pair of clippers. I bought them when I first moved to Philadelphia back in 2003, and I think I had them for until about 2017. I had them for quite some time, and I used them for a lot of things. I used them, again, because I'm frugal, I used them to give myself haircuts as well as shave my face. So, you know, 2003 to 2017, well, almost 15 years using the same clippers, dropping them in the sink, you know, breaking the clipper guards on certain pieces, and yeah, I had teeth missing on it and stuff, but I was still shaving myself, cutting my, it's pretty funny thinking back at it, on it now, like, why was I doing that? But anyways, so I did all kinds of stuff with those clippers. Like I said, I definitely got my money's worth, but one thing I do remember that pertains to what I want want to talk about right now is that when I used to use those clippers to like shave my face, if I wanted to trim my beard but not completely cut it off, I'd have to, you know, because my clipper guards had dropped in the sink, as I said, and I, you know, had a lot of teeth broken, I had to like set it on the highest setting. And then I try to be as accurate as possible in trying to make my beard as even as I could with like teeth missing and having the guard missing. So it was like literally always had a patchy beard. And it wasn't until this morning, I bought a pair of clippers in 2019. So I went 2 years not really shaving. I was using like that beard cream and stuff like that. And then I tried to use a straight edge razor. That wasn't that good of an idea for me. My skin is not good for that. But anyways, so I bought one in 2019. And I just this morning realized, as I looked in the package, I have this little pouch that comes in, open the pouch, normally just grab the clippers, plug them in and get to going. And you know, today I had a little bit of time and I looked in the bag and I was like, oh, you know what? There's the clipper guards in here. I was like, let me try these and see how they work. Again, I hadn't used clipper guards in a long time. And when I put them on and I gave myself a trim, oh my goodness. Oh, it was such a nice trim. I almost had a tear run down my eye because it looked so even and so nice. I looked so well-groomed. I was so excited this morning coming into work. Like, oh, I am so well-groomed looking. My beard is not patchy. So anyways, I mentioned that story today because I wanted to talk about that. Sometimes there's things that we do that we just get adapted and accustomed to doing, and we don't realize that there's a more efficient way to do what we're doing. And that is analogous to what my industry is going through right now. We, as a fitness field, are starting to realize, you know, as the population ages, you know, we're getting more and more baby boomers, we're starting to realize that it is important to exercise in a way that is not only going to make you strong, but also give you good mobility and posture long into your life, into your later years. So right now, a lot of the training, I shouldn't say all of it, but a lot of the training that you'll see is very high intensity. And that's not so much of a bad thing. You should, you know, get your heart rate up. That's going to help you with your longevity as well. But it's exercises that are not necessarily conducive to creating a good posture and improving your mobility. Now, they're maybe great for improving your strength, which is, you know, not a bad thing, but if you can do something that will hit all three, why not? Right? So what I'm saying here is that essentially the training that you see a lot of people promoting right now is either mobility training only, mobility training centric, meaning that people are showing you how to stretch and how to retouch your toes further. There's other training that you'll see that is good for your strength, but not necessarily good for your posture or your mobility. And the thing is that now with functional training, and people are starting to realize this, we're opening up these floodgates and the people trying to understand how to be more efficient and more effective in their training. And to be honest with you, that's essentially what we do here at General Fitness Company. We take what I learned as a track athlete, which is essentially, you know, when you're running track, you are doing a natural movement. You know, you're not slinging a racket. You're not putting on a helmet and running into somebody. You are doing something that we naturally do. We all, as human beings, should be able to sprint. So the better you can do that, and the better you can learn how to do that, then the better off you're going to be as moving as a natural human being, you know? So the takeaway here is that, as I said, you know, there are times when we may be doing something, we may even be stubborn, because like I said, I was stubborn. I was keeping those clippers for 14 years. So you may be stubborn in your ways, and you're stubborn and you're realizing that you are doing it in a way that works for you, and it may work for you, but there's always a better way to do what you're doing. And, you know, there might be 10 years down the road that we realize that the way that functional training works now is not as effective or as efficient as whatever else is coming along. But I have to say that functional training is something that essentially mimics human movement, and I can't imagine anything getting any better than that. All I can see is that the way that we learn how to functionally train will improve, but I can't see any other type of training method that's going to be any more efficient and effective than the functional training methods that we have today. And so, you know, functional training is defined as a lot of things, but for me, I would say that functional training is essentially training your body how it's naturally supposed to move. So if you can train your body to do that, then you are ahead of the game, my friends. So I just wanted to drop that on you today. Not a really long episode. I just wanted to drop that little message on you that, you know, we may be doing things in a certain way, but at the end of the day, there's likely a better way to do things. And it just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of open-mindedness to implement it in your life. All right, so that does it for this episode. I hope it brought you value. If it did bring you value, I hope that you would leave a rating or review down wherever you can leave your ratings and reviews. Obviously, if it did bring you value, it might bring someone else value. So share this episode as well as any other valuable episodes from this podcast. We're at, I think, 1,026 now. And we've had about, I don't even know how many thousands of hours. I think it's in the tens of thousands of hours of listening from our, you know, they have the stats and stuff like that. So I like to look at that, and it's kind of fun. I'm like, wow, we have a lot of people that listen to this podcast. So I like to bring you value. I'm hoping that it, like I said, if it does bring you value, that you tell people. You can help me with that, as I said, clicking the button, or you can take a screenshot and just send it over to somebody and have them send it to somebody, and we can all grow together. And of course, I do appreciate you for listening. So I hope that you subscribe so you can continue listening and you'll be notified when the next episode comes out. All right, take care of yourselves. That does it for my day. It actually does it for my week. So I will check back with you next week. Happy Palindrome Week, ladies and gentlemen. And keep good company.